Track 1. Mindfulness of body and breath. This is a short mindfulness practice to allow us to settle and ground ourselves in the present moment. So, starting by finding a comfortable place to sit. This might be a straight back chair or a firm cushion on the floor. If sitting in a chair, allowing our feet to be flat on the floor, about a hip width apart. During this practice, our intention is to become more aware of and curious about our experience. So, allowing our spine to be straight but not stiff, if this feels okay, so that our posture allows us to be awake to all of our experiences. Allowing our eyes to close, if this feels comfortable, or keeping our eyes open and lowering and softening our gaze. And starting by bringing our awareness to sensations at points of contact between our body and whatever is supporting us right now. And now coming directly to our feet, noticing whatever sensations are around right now in our feet, maybe sensations of contact between our feet and the floor, sensations of coolness or warmth, maybe tingling sensations, any sensations that happen to be in our feet right now. And perhaps we're finding it difficult to notice any sensations in this part of our body, and this is fine too. And if we find it difficult to notice sensations in our feet, bringing awareness to what this is like. We're not trying to make sensations happen, just allowing whatever sensations we find in our feet right now to be as they are. And now letting go of the feet and bringing our attention to our lower legs, our knees, upper legs. Maybe noticing the contact between our legs and the clothes we are wearing. Contact between our legs and the surface we're sitting on, bringing curiosity and interest. What's happening in our legs right now? What sensations are around right now? Keeping in mind that we're not trying to change sensations in any way. Just allowing whatever sensations in our legs to be just as they are. And if we haven't already, we'll probably soon notice that our minds start to wander away from our legs to other things, to remembering, planning, daydreaming. This is fine, this is what our minds do. And if we notice our minds have wandered away from our legs, congratulating ourselves on noticing our minds have wandered, and then gently bringing our awareness back to sensations in our legs in this moment. And now letting go of our legs and bringing awareness further up our bodies to our pelvis, hips, lower back, tummy. What sensations are around in this part of our body in this moment? And bringing kindness and interest to whatever sensations we might notice. Moving now into our chest area, our back and shoulders. Noticing sensations in these parts of our body. Moving into our arms, our hands, wrists, our lower arms and elbows, upper arms, into our neck, face and head. Expanding our awareness to bring in the body as a whole. Seeing if we can hold all sensations in our body, in our awareness, just as they are. Not trying to change anything. Allowing what we find to be as it is. And now, allowing our awareness to settle on the movements of the breath in the body. Finding the place in our body where we can most easily notice the movements of the breath. And this might be the rise and fall of our chest as we breathe in and breathe out. Or it might be the rise and fall of our tummy as we breathe. Just allowing our attention to settle on the place where we can most easily notice the movements of the breath. Just noticing the movements of the breath in this way. Remembering that we're not trying to change the breath in any way, just allowing the breath to breathe itself. And if it helps to notice these movements more clearly, we can place a hand on our abdomen, feeling the rising and falling of the breath in the body. And bringing curiosity and interest to the movements of the breath. Each new breath, breathed for the very first time. Following each breath from its beginning to its end. Coming to the next in-breath and following the whole of an in-breath from its beginning to its end. And coming to the next out-breath and following the whole of an out-breath from its beginning to its end. Noticing the movements and sensations that come with each in-breath, with each out-breath. Noticing gaps between the in-breath and out-breath, the gaps between the out-breath and in-breath. And once again, we'll probably find our mind wanders away from the breath to remembering, planning, daydreaming. When this happens, we can congratulate ourselves on noticing that our minds have wandered. We can note wherever it is our minds have wandered to and then gently bring our attention back to the next breath. And our minds will wander many times. And each time our mind wanders, we can notice whatever it is our mind has wandered to and gently bring our attention back to the next breath. And following the breath in this way for a few moments. Remembering, we always have the breath with us to help bring us back to the present moment. In our daily lives, when we notice that our minds are busy or caught up, we can always take a moment and bring our awareness to the breath, to the present moment. Using the breath as an anchor in the present moment. Now, as this practice comes to a close, widening our awareness around the breath to bring in the body as a whole. Bringing awareness to the whole of the body as we sit here, breathing. Awareness of points of contact. Aware of the room around us. And reminding ourselves that we can come back to the breath at any time during the next moments of our day.